Hey guys, it's Channing again, and today we'll be talking about Chapter 14, Rural Land Use and Patterns. My first point of analysis is about irrigation. I had no idea that irrigation had so many negative effects on the environment. I thought that irrigation was this awesome solution that was like a quote-unquote hero in agriculture. But it's not really, because of the bad impacts it can cause. So I thought that this information was important to know because of those reasons. My second point of analysis is about food preparation. The last sentence in this paragraph states that in 2015, Americans spent more money on eating out than on groceries, which I thought was shocking. This also makes me wonder if this statistic only applies to Americans because we are in MDC and because restaurants are popular here and are important here. Anyway, I thought that this was very interesting to read and think about and analyze. I believe that the fair trade movement is very important to today's society for many reasons. I think so because this movement benefits a lot of people and helps small farmers and LDCs and NICs and helps the environment, and it helps us stay healthy because these foods are local and organic. Less fossil fuels are used and less chemicals are being used on the crops like GMOs and pesticides, which is better on the environment. It can also help local businesses and markets and can bring the communities together. So because of these reasons and much more, I believe that the fair trade movement is very important. I believe the book cover for this chapter should have big pictures of the Von Thunen models because they are very important to this chapter, along with some smaller pictures around it, like pictures of GMOs, monoculture, the types of settlements, and etc. I think that this is a good cover because they all represent rural land use because they all impact how farmers use the land. My connection is about the section about truck farming. This part reminded me of the book I'm reading right now called The Monument. In the book, the main character's father owns a business where farmers come to him and unload all of their crops from their big trucks. This reminded me of truck farming because in the book, the farmers have to drive their trucks of food to him, and the father has to transport it back to the market, which is similar to what truck farming is. Also, as like a bonus connection, I watched a documentary about food and animal waste and stuff like that, which relates to the animal waste paragraph in the book, and that documentary is also a big reason why I'm vegetarian. Farmers can usually never go wrong with how they use their rural land. Thanks for listening. That was Chapter 14, Rural Land Use and Patterns. Tune in next time.